Terry Deary's pirate tales, Pirate Lord, Pirate Queen, Pirate Prisoner, and Pirate Captain. Written by Terry Deary and read by Toby Longworth.
The Pirate Queen. Chapter 1. Bald and Bold. Ireland, 1593. My ma was the greatest pirate that ever lived. My ma was the terror of the Irish Sea. My ma made strong men turn to water. My ma was Grace O'Malley. How do I know she was the greatest terror that ever turned water into pirates? I mean, the greatest pirate that ever turned the Irish Sea into water. I mean, oh, you know what I mean. How do I know she was great? Because she told me. She told me every day she was back home. Catherine, she said. Catherine, your ma is the greatest pirate that ever lived. Are you really, ma? I asked, and looked up at her fine figure with her cropped red hair. Her hair was so short they called her Gran Huail in the old Irish language. If you're not Irish, that means bald. If you are Irish, it still means bald. Most girls are proud of their mothers, and think they're as pretty as a shamrock in bloom. Now, even when I was too young to walk, I knew my ma wasn't a beauty. Her face was blotched by the salty west winds and scarred with 50 fights. Her nose was broken, and one eye was half blind. But I was still proud of my ma, Grace O'Malley. Of course, I wanted to be just like her. I wanted to bring back riches to our castle in Connacht. If you're not Irish, then you need to know that Connacht is the grandest county in Ireland. If you are Irish, it's still a grand county on the west coast of Ireland, and I don't care how grand you think your county might be, I'll fight anyone who says Connacht's not the best. As I say, I wanted to be just like my ma. I wanted to be a pirate. The problem was I could not wait. And that's how I got into all that trouble. Mind you, it was just as well I did cause that trouble, because it was me who saved the life of Grace O'Malley, Pirate Queen of Connacht. I remember the night we sat in the great hall of the castle. The chill wind blew wild around Clare Island, and all the shutters in Ireland couldn't keep it out. Even the blazing log fire didn't warm the room very much. My ma and her captain sat close to the fire. The poor peasants and the children, like me, shivered in the draughty, dim corners with the dogs. The last crumb of bread was eaten, and the last bit of mutton gristle spat on the floor, and Grace O'Malley filled her wine cup. "Here's good luck to the pirates of Connacht," she cried, "and may the seas be full of treasure ships tomorrow." The captains cheered, and the sailors on the benches waved their hats. In the corners we coughed and sniffled.
"Tell us a story, Queen Grace,"
a sailor shouted. Of course, she wasn't a real queen, just the leader of the O'Malley clan, but the pitiless pirates of Clare Island would follow her to the death. That's what mattered.
"A story," she smiled. "I don't know any stories."
The men laughed.
"Tell us about when you're a wee girl,"
old Hugh O'Neill called out.
"Aye,"
the others cried. They settled down with their warm wine and turned to face their pirate queen. And so she began.